Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Hello, aspiring and fellow freelancers.
This is Connie and Belle,
your hosts for the Freelancing with Faith podcast. Connie is podcasting from her bedroom in Navotas,
while Belle is podcasting from her home in Parañaque.
We are both moms and working from home for years. As you listen,
make sure to grab your coffee or tea or any drink you prefer.
Pay attention and take down notes. Get ready to learn how to build your online freelancing business
while strengthening your faith in God.
Good evening, everyone. Ako lang muna. I'm not sure kung hahabol si Isabel kasi lumabas ang lola. So I hope they're okay. Taga-Parañaque po kasi yan at pumila sa voters registration at inabot ng siyam-siyam. So ako na lang po muna ngayon. Hopefully makahabol siya. Good evening, good morning or good afternoon for Team Replay. So I'm Connie and we're here to help you start and scale your freelancing business with God as the real boss. So if you haven't done so yet, subscribe, click the bell, share nyo na sa friends nyo, and say hi yung mga nanonood dyan. Say hi sa comment section. So parang naging solo ulit ako ah, parang yung unang channel ko before. So may special guest kami. Huwag kayo mag-alala, hindi lang pagmumukha ko makikita nyo ngayon. So may special guest kami na we're going to talk about, eto nga pala, wait lang ah. Naninibago tuloy ako. Ayan, ang title natin ngayon is Personal Brand Storytelling 101 for Freelancers. Na usually, parang hindi pa namin masyado nadi-discuss before. Kasi yung ibang mga na-interview namin, nag-switch na sa branding ngayon pero hindi pa yun yung tips na shiner nila before. So I think this is really the first time that we're sharing yung branding, which is, I think, really, really important. Si ano na lang, yung guest na lang natin na mag-i-explain sa inyo. So, pero bago yan, saglit lang, magpapakit lang ako ah. So, ayan. So, eto na, introduce ko na siya. Wait, nawawala ang lola. Wait. Ayan, eto lang ba talaga yung intro niya? Grabe naman, napaka-simple. So, she's helping thought leaders craft and deliver stories that build brand, their brand and sell. Ayos, napaka-simple. Oh, please, welcome, Yana De Mesa. Hello.
Hi.
Good evening. Good evening.
Happy to have, to be guest. To be a guest.
Thank you.
It's an honor.
Thank you. Nako, it's a pleasure. Ang dami ko pang gustong i-guest. Buti nga, kasi hindi ako nag-Facebook masyado. Sorry naman. Bihira kasi ako mag-Facebook. Kaya nakakalimutan ko, ay, may guest. Kailangan ko pala ng guest. So, thank you for saying yes. Alam ko, busy ka. And muntik pang next month pa tayo magkikita.
Okay. Buti na tuloy pa rin.
Oo, kaya super, super thank you. So, siyempre, bago tayo pumunta sa question, mga serious kunyari na question, share mo muna sa amin yung story mo? Paano ka napunta sa freelancing at bakit personal branding ang iyong napili? Ayun lang, nag-freeze. Ala, ako ba ito? O siya? If umaandar ako sa mga viewers natin, let me know if okay ako. So, ibig sabihin si Yana, ang bait naman, wala na nga si Bill, wala pa ako. Si Yana na wala pa, hala. Can you please share if, ano, ayun, you're back! Teka, parang wala kang mic, ano ni?
Ayan, naghang, naghang na ako, naloka ako. Ay, mayayari.
Oo, mag-isa na nga lang ako.
Natense ako doon, naloka ako.
Pumistal ako. Ayan, hello to
ayun
ano.
Ayun pa naman ito.
Hello to Manuel San Ramon, ikaw daw ang nag-freeze. Kasi tinatanong, ako oo, ba nag-freeze? Asya, gumana na ako. So, sige, continue
ako, na. Ako yata nag-freeze. Uy, thank you, Manuel. Ang tsaka pala.
Yes, ayan. My fan.
Oh, in-invite ko yung mga nasa AC ko.
Go, sige.
Ayan. So, yung story ko lang, actually, it feels like, ano eh, an accident. Pero, looking back, parang for me right now, it's, ano, it's God's redirection. Kasi it started from a failure and then yun yung nagdala sa akin to where I am right now. So I think it started when back then, yung talagang business ko talaga, hindi pa talaga ako nagpa-freelance. Ang gusto ko talagang business noon was an e-book business. So I started doing everything na yung mga website, yung mismong book, yung lead magnet, yung email sequence, and all that. Nag-FB ads na nga ako noong time na yun. Nag-trial wow. FB ads. Trial FB ads pa lang. Hindi pa siya yung talagang launch. Ganun. Pero, parang last minute before ako, parang 1 week before ng launch, parang nagkaroon ako ng jitters. Parang, parang feeling ko may something na kulang dun sa ano. Because my niche back then was, ano, personal finance. So I wrote a personal finance book. So ang ginawa ko, I went to a mentor, ano siya, best-selling personal finance book siya, investing book author. So I booked a call with him and then nag-consult ako sa kanya, pinabasa ko sa kanya yung book ko. Tapos sabi niya sa akin, parang encyclopedia, parang sino magbabasa nito? Parang encyclopedia, sobrang parang naging guidebook siya about personal finance. And sabi niya sa akin, parang anong difference mo dun sa ibang mga nagsulat na about personal finance? Tapos parang wala akong masagot kasi parang pare-parehas naman kami ng inaral, diba? So parang talagang pare-parehas kami ng parang kumbaga magiging content dun. So parang sabi niya sa akin, hindi kita nakikita sa book mo. Wala si Yana dito sa book. So sabi niya sa akin, okay lang naman na i-launch mo to, pero hindi siya magiging as impactful as you want it to be kung wala siyang story. And during the time, I was going through a very, ano, parang I was getting out of a very dark phase of my life. And yung story ko back then, hindi pa ako ready na i-reveal. Parang hindi pa ako parang ready maging vulnerable with my story. So, sabi ko, kung hindi ko malalagay yung story ko and ano, sayang lang naman, 'di ba? Kung ilo-launch ko siya tapos parang hindi siya mabibigyan ng hindi ko mabibigyan ng justice yung mga readers ng book. So, sabi ko, I needed to cancel this, ganyan. So, nag-cancel ko yung buong book launch as in 1 week before. So,
wow. parang binuhusan ka ng
Oo.
Nandun na lahat eh. Tatanong pa nga ako sa'yo kung ano yung mga ginawa.
Ayan. So, ano, parang from that experience, parang actually, I felt na parang I was a failure in a sense na I feel that this, ito sana yun. Parang ito, feeling ko kasi yun na yung path ko eh. Parang finally, I am going to be redeeming myself. Sorry sa ano ah, kung narinig niyo yung tricycle sa background.
Carry lang. Ayan, alam na natin
yan. Alam na niya man. May tricycle, may aso, may manok sa background. Ayan. So, ano, yun. Nakalimutan ko yung sinasabi ko. Ayan. So, parang, ano, I felt like a failure nga. So, yun. Pero, eventually, parang, nag-try din ako mag-launch ulit, ganyan. So, parang hindi, feeling ko, hindi din talaga siya mag-work kung mag-launch ako ng project na hindi ko fully, being transparent with what I need to say, with my story, with my background, ganyan. So, talagang, laging nahihinto, ganun. So, until such time na I learned about freelancing, dun ko na-realize na may mga skills pala ako from that those experiences, yung sa mga book launch, ganyan, na tinatry kong i-launch before, may mga nakuha kong skills that I can use for freelancing, like yung website design, yung email sequence, email copywriting, although may mga kailangan pa rin improve. And doon ko na-realize na meron palang tinatawag na marketing funnel. Hindi ko alam na marketing funnel na pala yung pinagagawa ko dati para ma-launch yung book. Pero yun pala yung tawag doon. So, yun yung start niya na I started trying to look at it as a parang skill na. So, parang inisip ko baka kaya nag-fail yung mga launches dati kasi baka dito ako nililid. Parang practice lang yun. Ganun. So, until such time na i-offer ko na siya, pero parang wala pa rin akong confidence sa sarili ko. So, I started freelancing actually na I was offering my services for free. Kasi nagsulat ako email sequence, gawa ang website for free, ganyan. Tapos, yun. So, parang, practice din until this year. Actually, this year lang ako talaga nagkaroon ng parang paid client. Ganun. Tapos, ang masaya pa doon, sobrang ideal client ko yung naging first paid client ko. Saka din siya. Kasi parang align kami ng values. Kasi din siya, faith-based. Tapos personal finance din yung background niya. So parang nagkaroon kami ng alignment. And it's a message from God in a way. Na parang you're on the right path. Diba? Parang gano'n. Mm-hmm. Ayun.
Hindi ko ma-imagine kung paano mo ginawa lahat yung para sa book mo eh. Parang baliktad eh. Tama na talaga yan eh, no? Ang galing yan. Oo.
Ayun. So wala pa rin book.
Carry lang. Actually, baliktad tayo kasi ako, kasi naman yung book ko is about VA. Parang virtual assistant industry or business. So, yun naman. Yun is based from experience ko na sa freelancing. So nung ako naman sinulat ko 'yon, actually dapat may partner ako para may accountability, may co-author dapat ako. Kaya lang parang medyo na lose yung focus. So sabi ko, since natapos ko kasi siya kasi ilang years kong binunuto eh na parang next year na naman, new year na naman. Hindi ko pa rin tapos. So, nung natapos ko siya last year, tapos nag-extend, nag-decide na ako, kinausap ko na siya, nasabi ko, ilo-launch ko to. Sayang kasi na nandyan na siya. Although, hindi ko pa alam, ang goal ko lang is tapusin yung book. Hindi ko na alam kung ano yung gagawin ko after. Yun yung baliktad sa, although kahit sabi mong, syempre, familiar na ako dun sa, yun nga, yung marketing funnel. Parang na-lost ako kasi syempre first time kong author, parang pag ikaw na yung hindi yung client ang tinutulong, yung sarili mo parang na-confuse.
Sariling book mo na. Sariling marketing mo na yung kailangan mong gawin.
Na-lost ako bigla. Anyway, hindi ako ang ini-interview. Ikaw, so.
Pero doon kita nakilala sa book mo, ha? Yung pinapromote mo yung book mo. Doon ko na nakita yung branding mo, ganyan. Doon ko nalaman yung YouTube channel mo. Before mo pa ako in-invite dito, alam ko na yung YouTube channel mo, saka yung book mo.
Wow! Kinilig mo. Ayan, pero eto na, ayan na. Alam, hindi ko natatanungin kung nag-struggle kayo kasi alam ko, I'm sure, doon pa lang sa book experience mo, may, you know, may mga downtimes ka na. Pero during nang nag-freelance ka na, ano yung mga struggles na naranasan mo and how you overcame it?
Actually, yung first, ano, kasi nag-join ako sa Tribe ng parang November 2018. Pero for 1.5 years ko sa Tribe, parang sobrang lurker lang ako dun sa community. Di ko talaga ginagawa yung mga learnings, ganyan. So parang ang nangyari doon, instead na gawin ko yung tinuro sa Tribe, ang ginawa ko is nag-apply ako ng freelance part-time job. Kasi I still have full-time job. So parang nag-apply ako ng freelance part-time. Tapos lagi ako rejected. As in, lagi talaga lahat ng, ano, which is hindi ko siya naranasan sa day job ko na yung na-reject. Pero sa freelance, sobrang lagi ako nare-reject. So parang nung time na yun, parang sabi ko, hala, babalik na yata ulit ako sa yung problema ko dati. Na parang medyo dark phase, sabi kong ganun. Pero eventually, nung nagkaroon ng pandemic, actually yung pandemic para siyang wake-up call eh. Na parang, huy, kailangan mo na kumilos. Gawin mo na yung, eto na eh, nilay down na sa'yo yung mga gagawin mo sa Tribe, di ba? Parang, di mo ba susundin? So, doon ako nag-start actually niya. Parang, inaral ko ulit yung mga lessons last year. Tapos, after noon, nag-try na ako mag-reach out dun sa mga interesado. Even for free trial ko sa kanila. Para ako naging apprentice, pero sarili kong apprentice. Tapos naganap ako ng mga, yun nga, nasa network na pwede, gustong magpa-design ng site or magpasulat ng email sequence or magpa-review ng copy or kailangan ng parang social media or branding strategy, ganun. Ayun, so yun, parang it's more of parang confidence journey, I guess, na parang up, pag ganun-ganun siya. Mm-hmm. Sa hanggang sa yun, sabi ko this year maniningil na ako. Kailangan ko na maningil kasi para naman ilang taon na rin kasi.
Given na syempre ang dami mo ng background kung tutuusin eh, ano na lang talaga eh, kumbaga clients na lang eh, kung tutuusin yung kailangan mo kasi may experience ka na. Pero paano mo na-decide na ito yung focus mo na niche sa personal branding? Anong meron? Ganon.
Kasi parang feeling ko, parang lahat ng tinry kong gawin, parang doon papunta eh. Parang ganon. So parang, tinry ko naman na e-commerce, pero parang mas feel ko yung mga personal brands, like yung mga freelancers o kaya yung mga coaches, mga course creators, yung may mga programs or services na ino-offer. Kasi parang nakaka-relate ako in a way. Kasi parang parehas ko yung pinagdadaanan nila, napagdaanan ko. So parang medyo mas emotionally aligned, ganun ba? Parang ganun. Parang mas matutulungan ko sila, masusupport ko sila. So, yun, nag-focus muna ako kung anong klaseng client yung gusto kong i-focus. And then, yung personal branding came after. Kasi parang nakita ko na yun yung nagiging problem. Especially dun sa mga na-advisean ko before na wala pa silang assets, namamblema sila kung saan mag-start ng assets, hindi sila makapag-launch ng program sa email list kasi hindi pa nila nabibuild yung email list. So parang kulang sa asset. So sabi ko, sa ano ba yung offer na pwedeng makatulong sa kanila to build yung assets from the start, from scratch. So yun, napunta ako sa personal branding. Ayun. So sakto kasi inaaral ko din siya for my own business. So sabi ko, since inaaral ko naman siya, i-offer ko na rin siya as yun eh, offer. Ganyan. Tapos parang ito yung upfront offer, yung personal branding. And then pag may assets na sila, I can offer na yung email copy, which is talaga yun yung parang core ko dati na offer before the personal branding.
Teka, pause lang ha. Dumating na yung kasama ko.
Sige. Hi, Belle.
May kasalanan to. Teka, pause. For our viewers, abangan nyo yung tips ni ano ni Yana, ha? Ito, bubugbugin ko lang itong kasama ko na to.
Hello.
Hi, Belle.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Yana. Bakit ngayon ka lang?
Oh, bakit?
Namiss ka namin.
Hello, Belle.
Sige, i-share mo mula kung bakit, para ano, although nabungaran ko na na maaga kasi kayong umalis, gawa na registration, chorvalu, ganyan. Para lang, ano, kwento-kwento lang ba?
Ah, ganito kasi yun mga kapatid. Mag-side ano, story ba tayo?
Saglit as, lang.
As early as 5 a.m. po. As early as 5 a.m. nasa SM Mall kami. Pinakamalapit na SM Mall dito sa house namin kasi registration ng mga voters registration. Oh, 'di ba? 5 a.m. ang target. Tapos natapos kami ng processing around ano nang naman, magti 3 o'clock na ng hapon.
Grabe.
So, pagod na pagod talaga ako. Tapos pag-uwi ko dito, meron pa kaming hinabol na ano, nag-lead ako ng prayer. May 3 p.m. prayer kami, sis. Hindi ko nasabi sa'yo. Parang feeling ko na-drain talaga ako. Pag-idlip ko. Sorry mga kapatid, so pag nag-idlip ako, pag-gising ko, oh my God. Natuluyan. Oh, sorry.
Naiintindihan naman daw nila.
Ay, nako.
Okay lang.
Yung mga boboto po at talagang sa war out there. Yung mga boboto, wag kayong mag-expect na kunyari nakalagay doon sa ano, sa yung sa mall na malapit sa inyo, kunyari nakalagay 8 to 5. Yun yung nakalagay sa ano eh, for the benefit of all those na mag-register pa lang. Hindi po, kasi like kung sa SM Mall na malapit sa amin, at 7:30 a.m., dinideclare na nila na full capacity na sila. So imagine.
Di ba nag-start full capacity na yun?
Yes, exactly.
Grabe.
Pangalawang day na namin to na nagpunta dun sa voters registration. Hindi ito yung first day. So yung first day na nagpunta kami, last Monday, dumating kami dun 8:30. Kasi sabi 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., di ba? So yung 8:30, wow, ang yabang pa namin, aga natin. Yung pala, wala na, hindi na. So sorry.
Pwede mo ba i-disclose yung location para naman yung mga taga sa inyo?
SM ano kami, SM Bikutan. Paranaque District 2. Doon ang ano.
Alam nyo na, mga taga Paranaque.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi lang matraffic sa inyo pati yung tao.
Grabe, tapos pagdating mo dun sa dulo, kaya pala sobrang tagal, parang tatlong taga Comelec, parang tatlong terminals lang ang meron. So imagine, kaya, only in the Philippines.
Ay, Lord. Pag-pray na nga lang natin ang mga government.
Sorry, Yana.
Okay lang. At least nakahabol ka pa. Oo.
Mahaba din yung pila dito eh, sa Quezon City.
Oh my God.
Buti na lang. Kami naman, kahit hindi nag-register, andun pa yung name. Kaya confident na ako. Even yung tatay ko, yan, andun pa
yun.
Anyway, go back to our topic. Pasensya na. Break lang. If you
storytelling
have
naman eh.
Oo, diba?
Oo, pinapractice naman yung storytelling eh.
Correct. Pasok nga naman siya. If you have questions at if you have questions kay Yana, go ahead and post them sa comment section. And hello sa mga ka-AC ni Yana na nagsusupport. Congratulations. Ayan, so ang next question is, meron ka bang mga morning routines or evening routines, depende sa work mo, sa time ng work mo, meron ka ba to help you be productive? Kailangan ba ng mga routines para makastart ng maayos? Ganyan.
Meron din. Siguro yung pinaka, ano, yung pinaka tinatry kong maging consistent is upon waking up, yung makikinig akong Bible, yung audio Bible, ganun. saka yung mga Christian meditations. Kasi it sets up the ano eh, the entire day na maging positive, 'di ba? Saka kahit na stressful sa ano paligid, you know, nakaka-set ng mood.
Yes.
So, tinatry ko yung ibang routine like exercising and yung mga journal, ganyan. Pero hindi consistent eh. Yung talaga yung sa Bible, yung tinatry ko, yung best ko na maging consistent sana.
Yeah. And speaking of Bible, dako na tayo sa spiritual side. Yeah. Do you have any ano favorite Bible verses na parang anchor verse mo for the day or when you feel down, ganyan?
Yung pinaka, ano sa akin ngayon, yung Mark 11:24. Yung anything you ask in prayer. So, hindi ko bisado. Pero yun yung lagi kong inaano na.
Kahit summary lang.
Anything you ask in prayer, as ano parang it will be given to you. Parang ganun yung tag nung ano.
Ah, verse na yun. Para siguro siyang ano, yan ba yung 24? May siksikliglig at umaapaw? Hindi naman.
Teka.
Kasi ay, parang... Ito. Sige.
Ano, wallpaper ko siya. Ano, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours.
Yes. Yeah. Parang ano, claiming in a way.
Yes.
Aling. So, how has your ano faith impacted? Lalo na nung... yung buhos ng malaming na tubig about the book and then struggling sa rejections ng client. How has your faith impacted what you do today as a freelancer?
Sobrang laking ano niya, impact na parang it keeps me sane yung faith kasi ano eh coming from parang a past na or kahit naman present I still have mental health problems. Before, I had the clinical depression and then right now, I still have OCD. So, parang when you have OCD kasi, you are bombarded with worries every day, every time. So, parang yung faith, it grounds you na, teka lang, you don't have to worry about this and that. Ganun. So, ano, sobrang laking tulong niya kasi nakakaano, feeling ko nandito pa rin ako, boy pa rin ako kasi because of that, parang believing na hindi ako nag-iisa sa journey, God is always there, Jesus is always guiding me, parang ganun.
So, yung ano ba, since syempre lahat naman tayo dito, Christian and all that, do you think dapat, alam ko ang client mo is ano na, faith-based na mga entrepreneurs, diba? Mm-mm. So, parang bakit, ba't yun yung pinili mo? Is it really important na pareho kayo ng beliefs and values?
Actually, parang coming from ano kasi, before na I went through parang new age spirituality, yung mga crystals, ganyan yung mga...
Gusto psychic,
witchcraft, ganyan. So, dun ako galing. Nung time na I was in my dark phases, ganun ako. So, parang nung time na I started freelancing, yung mga libre, nakaka-encounter ako na nag-inquire sa akin na nasa ganung, ano, parang spirituality, new age spirituality niche. So, sabi ko, I needed, ano, parang a way to parang avoid that. Kasi parang, yun nga yung iniwasan ko kasi hindi maganda yung naging experience ko dati doon. So, parang, I needed a different direction. So, sabi ko, pinag-pray ko yun eh, kay God, na parang sabi ko, parang I want to help people na who are working for your kingdom, ganun. So, although hindi naman siya, I still am open sa kahit hindi Christians. Kasi parang it's a way pa rin to, ano eh, to show God's love, diba? To non-Christians, diba? Pero, yung working with Christians na mga coaches and thought leaders, parang iba yung effect sa akin. Parang ibang happiness. Ganun. Especially pag, ano, pag meron silang request na like they want to incorporate a certain passage sa Bible, sa copy, ganun. Parang may mga bagay na nabasa ko na sa Bible before, pero nung dahil working with the project with them, parang doon ko lang nakita na ganun pala yung context niya. Parang ganun, na applicable pala siya sa personal finance, applicable pala siya sa entrepreneurship, kasi ganun yung niche nila eh. So parang, ngayon, nagkakaroon ng ibang perspective and it helps me spiritually din, na parang nakakatulong din sa akin na, ano, na-align kami ng values.
Yun. Gusto ko ng ano, sis. Nakasobrang interesting. Sobrang interesting yun.
Parang ano, kailangang ayain natin ulit si Yana at pag-usapan yung isang part na yun.
Yeah, hindi. O sige, parang ano lang, sis. Diba? Ano yung, yeah, para follow-up question. Ano yung nag-trigger sa'yo na parang bigla kang, in a way, nagising na parang, ay, nandito na pala ako sa, more on sa new age practices. Kasi, was it conscious on your end na bigla kang naka-realize ng ganong, parang may ganong feeling na new age na pala to. Kasi sis Cons and I both have the same ano, experiences. Sa'yo ba, ano yun, out of the blue, bigla mo naisip na wait lang. What was it na nag-ano sa'yo, na pa-stop in a way, quote-unquote?
So, nung time kasi na I was into new age spirituality, parang in a way, parang medyo nag-agnostic kasi ako nun. So, hindi pa naman ako so atheist, pero agnostic. So, parang sabi ko, parang there's nothing wrong with this kasi parang you are using pa rin naman, parang it for good, di ba? Parang feeling ko galing pa rin siya kay God. Pero later on, I realized na from several people that I've talked to, saka several, ano din, yung mga napanood ko, sa YouTube talaga na parang ano siya, merong hindi maganda na effect, parang it's contradicting. So doon ko natutunan, and actually after learning that, hindi ko pa din naman siya agad tinigil until such time na nagkaroon na ng mga negative consequences yung pag-involvement ko doon sa new age spirituality. So parang lalo kasi ako nagkaroon, lalo akong nalabaon sa depression, lalo akong parang, basta parang naging, iba yung naging perspective ko sa life, sobrang negative, ganun. Kahit na at the surface, di ba, parang law of attraction, di ba, parang positive naman yung sinasabi doon, di ba, yes. Affirmation and all that. Pero behind the scenes kasi noon, merong parang, ano eh, effect sa'yo spiritually. So parang, ayun, yung effect na yon naranasan ko siya. So, yung may mga certain events na parang, ano, na parang turning points na, wait lang, I need to stop this kasi parang it's controlling my life na, di ba? Parang, in a way, naging daan din siya kasi from agnostic, parang dahil doon sa mga events na yon nagkaroon ako ng way to go back to God and to reconcile and ask for forgiveness and recommit myself to serving God, parang ganun. So, siguro sa akin, hindi naman siya bad experience na experience ko yung ganun. Parang it's, parang in a way, naging way pa nga siya para to return to faith. Kasi, pag may, you experience something spiritually, na negative, 'di ba? Parang wala kang ibang kakapitan eh. Si God lang talaga 'yung makaka-solve noon eh, 'di ba?
Yes. Grabe. Para ano talaga eh, pag 'yung mga new age lang, may hidden agenda. while doing this parang may 'yun nga, parang may consequence. Anyway, parang 'yun nga, sabi ko Sis Bel, parang ang sarap na invite ka ulit to talk about that kasi hindi namin alam kung paano namin i-share. So, yun. At saka actually, kung may book ka about personal finance before, pwede ka rin mag-share ng tips about personal finance for our freelancer. Pero saka na, tapusin muna natin ito. Excited lang kami. Sorry na. So, ayun. I think that's the last question for this section. So, dadako na tayo as promised na ang topic natin is ano na, personal brand storytelling 101 for freelancers. So, Sige, Yana, take it away na.
Okay, so when it comes to personal branding kasi, lagi kong na-encounter with freelancers and even with clients sa mga nasa network ko, they're always having challenge when it comes to avoiding yung pagiging salesy, pagiging pushy, pagiging spammy, or pagiging too preachy dun sa content nila. And I think one way to do that is to avoid those things from happening is branding and storytelling. And this is good kasi it also allows you to to build rapport with your target or target market or ideal client even before starting conversations with them kasi nagkakaroon na siya ng empathy sa iyo when you are doing the storytelling. So when it comes to personal branding, ang often kasi na naiisip natin, 'di ba? It's all about websites, it's all about logos, it's all about brand colors, and even yung suit mo, yung fashion styling mo when you are facing your client, 'di ba? Or you're doing your campaigns. Pero personal branding is all about your core values, what's behind everything that you do, your mission, your vision, your guiding principles, and even your backstory. And when we say story, hindi lang siya, of course, story mo siya, backstory mo siya, kung paano ka napunta sa ganitong klaseng skill, di ba? Most likely, you have a story to tell about it, kung paano ka nag-start. It's called the founding story. But aside from that, you are also telling a story of the transformation that you want your clients to see in front of in their minds. So one way, may kodigo. Okay. So ayan. So okay. So when it comes to yung mga nabanggit ko kanina, yung mga websites, logos, and yung mga assets, in a way, they are tools for your storytelling. So, I said nga na yung brand story mo, it's the core of your branding, di ba? Pero yung mga, lahat ng ginagawa mong marketing efforts, content strategy, it's a way to delivering that story to your audience or your target market. So, how can you start creating a story from scratch? So, maraming approach kasi yan when it comes to storytelling. But yung one basic and I think a powerful approach din naman siya is to tell a transformation or tell a story about a transformation. So, it's either your personal brand story, your backstory, kung paano mo nabuo yung business mo, no? From point A to point B. So, di ba, meron sa English class, merong beginning, middle, and end. Di ba? So, yung beginning, doon yung point A, or yung introduction, and then yung point B, yung end, and then yung gitna is yung climax. Or yun yung arc, kumbaga story arc, kung paano napunta from point A to point B. So, ganun yun. Parang just plot out, mag-outline ka lang ng ano ba yung umpisa, ano yung ending, and then ano nangyari in between. And then, what will make your story compelling to read? What would make your audience be excited or be curious enough? Or what would get their attention para basahin yung buong story mo, is trying to get kung dun sa buong nasulat na plot mo na story is saan ba dun yung parang pinaka-intense na part. Minsan it's in the climax, pero minsan it's in the part, pwede din siyang nasa part siya ng intro, minsan nasa part din siya ng ending. And then just get one sentence or phrase from that and then ilagay mo siya sa umpisa. So yun yung parang magiging either headline mo or yung parang ano mo, parang yung text mo after the headline. So it will be yun yung parang magiging attention grabber mo. Kasi ang goal mo naman when you write content is to take your reader from one line after another. So ang goal mo is mapunta muna sila sa first line, di ba? And pag nabasa nila yung first line, ang goal mo is basahin nila yung second line. So after nabasa yung second line, so on and so forth. So you need to have a very strong hook sa umpisa. And makukuha mo yun. Magkakaroon ka ng strong hook sa umpisa if you get it from anywhere sa loob ng story mo na sobrang intense or turning point siya or sobrang something that would ignite their curiosity. Alright? So, basically, yun. So, to summarize, plot out your story, your personal story from beginning, middle, and end. Point A to point B, and then yung story arc, and then get from that entire plot kung ano yung pinaka attention grabbing and magsispark ng curiosity and put it, copy paste it sa taas. So ganun siya. So yun. So you can use that for your own brand story. Pwede mo yan ilagay sa summary ng LinkedIn profile mo. Pwede mo yan ilagay sa description ng cover photo mo. Pwede mo yan ilagay sa about page ng website mo. Or even a simple blog about yourself. And then, you can also use that structure when creating content for your audience naman na detailing kung ano yung journey na mararanasan nila when they get your services. If you are a freelancer, when they get your services, ano yung transformation na makukuha nila or makukuha nila or mangyayari sa business nila, ano yung transformation na mabibigay mo sa kanila. I-plot out mo yun sa story. So, minsan hindi naman siya necessarily story talaga na merong anecdote or merong character. Even if using this technique to telling educational content or informative content or inspirational content, you can also use that structure. So everything actually that we do is storytelling eh. Actually, sa lahat ng marketing tools, mawala na lahat ng mga platforms and all that, ang nag-iisang matitira is your messaging, your storytelling. Kasi even at the start of time, diba, parang wala pang mga printing press nga, diba? Wala pang technology. Ano ba yung way for people to pass down yung history? Ano ba yung way for people to build civilizations? It's through telling stories. And whenever we tell stories, we must remember na ano eh, it's a power. There's a power into it kasi it could be used for good, it could be used for bad, di ba? Kaya nga nagkakaroon ng mga gera, di ba? Kasi ano, people tell a different story to their tribe or to their community, which makes them be against another community or another country, diba? So it's all about telling stories. Sobrang laking influence niya sa the way we live, diba? So it can also be used in a negative way through gossiping, diba? To chismis. Pero it is a powerful tool if used in a positive way, in a constructive way, and if yung goal natin is to give value, then it's very powerful to, it's a very, very powerful tool to influence people and to build your authority. You don't need to be a great writer or a great storyteller. Basta you know the structure, you can be a great storyteller. Everybody can be a great storyteller. Kasi lahat naman tayo may kapasidad magkwento eh, di ba? And lahat tayo, what connects us is ano, yung mga storya na ano, sinasabi natin sa bawat isa. That's something that connects us, and that's something that helps us nurture relationships. Ayun. So might as well not only use it for personal benefit, personal relationships, but also in business relationships. So yun.
Yeah,
ganda. Thank you.
Storytelling.
Yung pala yung storytelling, kung gusto nyo ng slang or medyo makasalanan talaga. Gossip.
It makes sense, no? Yung storytelling. Kasi di ba, kahit naman yung mga fina-follow natin na mga influencers or mga gurus, di ba, parang yung personal story is what draws us to them. Di ba? Hindi naman yung ang ganda ng business niya or anything. Yung personal story talaga. Galing.
Correct. Kahit yung mga mentor sa abroad, pag bigla mong nalaman yung story, uy! Gusto ko to, parang medyo i-stock muna ng konti. So, ganun din, ayun, paalala sa ating mga sarili, yung mga as freelancers. Mag-share din, aray ko parang sarili.
Don't be afraid to be, vulnerable.
Yes, yun vulnerability
Correct. Ayan, so, thank you sa tips na yan sa 101. Tips about storytelling. Ayan, nasa next section na tayo na si... Ready ka na ba? Sis Ben, ikaw magtatanong sa akin.
Ang hirap nito. Mahirap tong section na to. May part ng program na to. Magkukwento ka, sis. Ganun eh. Inakot eh.
Ay!
Yeah. Ayan, sige, proceed na tayo ha. Yung sa... ating tinatawag na fast Q&A round.
Yeah.
Ano lang naman to, sis, mga either or questions. Kaya kung ano yung unang pumasok sa isip mo na sagot, go lang. Wala namang boxers or briefs na question. Yan, sige, ready when
fast,
you're ready.
Sis. Fast talk ba to?
Oo, fast Q&A round. Okay. Okay, let's go. Let's do this. Number one question, dog or cat?
Cat.
Diet or exercise?
Exercise.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Wow, texting healthy. Or talking?
Texting.
Invisibility or super strength?
Invisibility.
Parang naano mo yung personality niya sa Pilipinas. Nag-a-agree kaming dalawa dyan.
True. Beach or mountain?
Mountain.
Read or write?
Write.
E-book, hard copy, or audiobook?
Audiobook.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask for permission.
Bait. Ito, what's your dream daw when you were a child?
When I was a child, dati gusto ko maging doctor tapos libre consultation ng lahat.
Wow, napaka-noble naman ang iyong goal noon. Ayan, ito. What is something you could eat or drink for a week straight except water and rice?
Arroz caldo. Kasama ba yun sa rice? Arroz caldo. With egg.
Variation ng rice.
With egg and chicken. Arroz caldo.
Ito. Last but not the least. If you could ask God one question, what would it be?
When? Wow. Yun lang.
Loaded, wow. Loaded yung
one
question.
One word.
yun, no? Loaded yun.
Oo.
When? Kami rin. When na rin. When? Thank you. Thank you, Yana. That ends our fast Q&A. Salamat.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Ayan. Ano ba ang...
May mabastok wala dito.
Siyempre.
Siyempre, ano yan, natutulong ko yun doon sa mentor ko. Gaya-gaya lang kami, siyempre. Do you have, ano lang, one last piece of advice para sa ating mga newbies sa freelancing?
Ano, show up. Show up lang. Ganun. Take every opportunity to show up. Kasi it helps you build your brand eh.
Diba?
Branding pa ano rin.
Eh. Oo, pasok talaga eh. Pasok talaga sa branding eh. Show up, oh, two words lang daw. Bukod sa three words na just do it, ito naman. Show up.
Show up.
Anything you want to promote or share, kung saan ka makakontak, or if somebody wants to connect with you kasi parang napupusuan nila yung personal branding, ganyan. How can they reach you?
You can connect to me through Facebook. Facebook.com/Yansdemesa. Or sa LinkedIn. LinkedIn.com/in/Yana Demesa. Tapos, I also have a new Facebook group. It's called Stories and Supers. The Art and Science of Entrepreneurial Storytelling. So, if you want to access that Facebook group, ang URL niya is facebook.com/groups/entrepreneurial storytelling. Yun.
Alright. Actually na, ayan, kakadagdag ko lang nung personal account. Anyway, so, ayun. Nasa description din naman yung ano, yung link niya. Except for the Facebook, i-add ko na lang. Ayaw tanggapin ni StreamYard. So, ayan. Thank you, thank you. Sobra. Dami namin natutunan.
Thank you din.
For our viewers out there, share with us your one biggest takeaway during this session. Or if hindi nyo maalala yung mga tanong nyo during this live session, pwede nyo ilagay sa comment section and ask that question. I-re-relay na lang namin kay Yana. Ayan, thank you. Thank you once again.
Thank you.
Yes. Next week, abangan nyo. I think, ano tayo, no? Live session tayo next week, you know? I mean, live session. Of course, we're live session. We have live session. Kulo ko. Worship! Ayan, worship session. So, I hope you can join us next week. And if you have favorite worship song, share with us then. So, that's it for us. Have a great week. Teka, may nakita akong comment. Ayan. Uy, thank you. Thank you, Victorino Alonso, for subscribing. Ayan. So, for those who haven't done so yet, subscribe na kayo, syempre, and click the
subscribe,
like
subscribe, like.
Yes. And thank you, everyone, again. See you next time. And God bless. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast with Connie and Mel. Did you enjoy this podcast? If so, we hope you will share our show with your friends and family. Check out Mel's website at socialbellph.com and Connie's website at conniesabala.com to get to know us. Make sure to listen to our next episode, and we look forward to sharing more freelancing tips and stories with you.